Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo. Americans. Woo! Woo! It's fucking Wednesday. Hey. What's up, dudes? Oh, it's just, I love the computer stuff, dude. That's cool.
Fucking YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know what that, like, it kept saying there was an awesome connection, excellent connection, but then it wouldn't, like, let me go live. Like, yeah. The button wasn't there.
That's the quietest I've been in a long time.
It's that dangle button.
God, dude.
That dangle button.
Man, yeah. We're just sitting there staring at it. We have to keep silent, you know? And we're just looking. We're like,
God dang it.
It finally went, though. It finally went. So, anyways, happy Wednesday, guys.
What's up, fellas?
Hell yeah.
Midweek, dude. Another day closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you guys have like a counter at your house? Like how many more days? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got all of our Christmas shopping done in one night.
Yeah. You guys said you were going to kill it last night.
That's what we do.
Yeah, man. Hey.
You splurged it. I thought you were going to wait until last minute though, Chris.
Well,
like, I'm a little disappointed.
Some of the stuff we need to mail off to, because like we're sending stuff to like Ash's parents and we're sending stuff to Tabby.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's honestly, I think it's easy to say you're going to wait that long, but there's a point where you kind of just go, damn, we need to go.
I mean, we usually do it a week or two before Christmas. That's
the standard.
That's pretty, I mean, I feel like that's last minute.
Well, it's kind of nice. We had a kids,
thing
at our school last night. So we went to that and saw Chris and Ash there and then kids were doing their thing. And yeah, you said you're like, dude, we're going shopping after this. No kids.
Yeah, we didn't actually even start until almost 6 o'clock.
Yeah. You went to dinner, right?
Yeah, we went and had dinner first.
Where'd you go?
We went to Firehouse.
Oh.
Good. I mean, we weren't going to sit for an hour and a half and have dinner and then not get to shop until fucking 8 o'clock.
I mean, Firehouse is one of my favorites now, so.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, I really do like it, man. Yeah, it's really, really good. I'm a Jimmy John guy. Chris just hates it, but I love Jimmy John's. But Firehouse, I would say, and Potbelly is really good too.
Potbelly
is really good. But Firehouse is pretty solid, man. Pretty solid. I just like sandwiches though.
Jimmy John's just sucks dicks.
So, hey now. Okay.
God, dude.
We don't talk like that on this fucking show.
Jeez,
okay,
man.
Yeah, Jimmy John's, the gargantuan with, what is it? The ginger, like what?
I don't know what the.
What are the chips?
Oh, yeah, I don't
like
chips.
Vinegar. Sea salt and vinegar chips.
Vinegar chips.
Oh, my God.
The gargantuan is so good, dude.
I will kill for that sandwich.
Anyways, we just had spaghetti again. But
we were going to do spaghetti tonight, and then we ended up having to take Drew to the doctor, and then we didn't get a chance to do that. So I had two microwaved corn dogs.
Yeah, that's just slumming it, bro.
Yummy.
Yeah.
And Digger left today. So we had an early morning.
Wife
took her to the airport.
I know.
All right,
she'll be back in a month.
Yeah, she'll be back in a month, I think. Or two. Month or two. But yeah, I mean, that's always, you know, the kids actually handle it pretty well. But you know, that's always
so she's the grandma-in-law, right?
She's
just
want
to clarify.
My wife's grandma. She's awesome. We had a great time, dude. She was fun. She just hung out. It was a good time, dude. It was helpful because with Christmas we could actually go shopping. And do some stuff on her own with the kids, can stay with her and kind of, you know, because we don't get that opportunity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice, man. It's sad that she left. But she really wants to come back, so she'll be back soon, I think. So it's good stuff. Yeah.
Hell yeah, brothers.
Yeah, man.
Well, hey, we got some cool videos, I think, to watch, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And before we watch them, I do want to say, Greg, real quick, I did watch that movie on Netflix.
Oh, yeah? Leave the World Behind?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
I won't say much, but I'll say this. It was good. I really hated the ending. That's where I'm at.
That's what I knew you were going to say that. That's what everybody says.
Oh, really?
Tiff said.
Yep. We all just stopped and we were just like, what?
Apparently, there's a bunch of like weird Easter eggs in that movie.
Yep.
There is.
So, like, I seen one today. Someone posted on Twitter, and it was like the hacking map or whatever it was they were looking at.
Yeah, has a QR code in it. Right?
Yeah, a QR code over Tennessee.
Huh. It's over Kentucky.
Kentucky,
that's it leads to an abandoned amusement park. I did a whole fucking video on it on the Strange Sean on TikTok, but the abandoned amusement park, like, what's creepier than that?
The fact that it was built over a burial ground that was full of mostly children.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Children bones.
Mm.
That's Native American children bones.
Yeah, you know, it was, listen, I honestly watched it without trying to go that. I wanted to watch it for what it was. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't hunting for shit.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
I'm just saying, I took it in and I thought this is really good. There was things about that obviously seemed like, it almost seemed like they just lost their budget and then they just had to stop. It's like, that's how I kind of felt about it. Where it's just like, oh, okay. Yeah. But I do recommend seeing it because, to Greg's point, and the video I did watch, The Strange Sauna, there's things in there that if you're privy to all these things, you're like, oh, well, what's that about? You know what I mean? It's some interesting stuff, but the racial thing was kind of annoying too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the ending is kind of like fucking, you know, that new wave esoteric type of like,
no, call it for what it is.
There's such a deeper feeling to this. No, you know?
Call it like, for what it is.
There's a deeper meaning to it.
Pile of shit. It was a pile of shit ending. Like let's not fluff it up. It fucking sucked. That was a sucky ending.
That's how a lot of people say, dude. Like, a lot of people in the comments are just like, dude, that movie fucking blows.
I thought the movie was good. I just, like I said, I just was not real pleased with the...
You have to have a good ending.
I think they set it up for a second one, bro.
That's... Yeah, you could argue that. Yep. Yeah. Probably. But, like, will they? You know? Like, that's the thing is, like, with those kind of movies, like, they got a lot of hype. A lot of people were talking about it. Will they get the same hype to do a second one? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm at with it. And I honestly bet you Netflix doesn't even ever do a second one of them. You know?
Dude, I think they will.
You think so?
I think the traction, like, this is a super hot topic. Like, on YouTube, if you make a video on Leave the World Behind, it'll get, like, thousands of views.
Sure.
But it's just like, what bugs me is that The Leftovers was just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, David Lindelof, the producer of The Leftovers, would leave little nuggets in the show, and then you'd have to, like, figure everything out, and I would listen to a podcast about it, and I was like, dude, I never fucking noticed that. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That's fucking
It's the same
awesome.
Thing as Lost. Well, because he created Lost.
Red. Yeah, okay.
It's fucking year.
It's fucking...
That's getting real Canadian.
So, yeah, I just like, where have you guys been sleeping on The Leftovers? Go watch that shit.
Yeah.
Way better than that stupid ass movie.
Well, I didn't mean to sway it all into this movie per se. I just wanted to highlight that we actually did sit down and watch it. It was good. It was good, man. Left some to desire, but at the end of the day, I think your assessment was about right when you were saying, it's about 8 out of 10. And I feel about that.
Yeah.
I feel about
that. Like, 8 out of 10's high, right?
Well, because
it's,
you know,
really, really good.
It's very engaging.
Last part.
Yeah, I mean, it's very engaging, and you are into it. And once you see it, you'll understand why you would knock it down a couple of times. So, anyways, video wise, we got a couple in here. I want to start with Chris's, because I actually was telling you about this the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you've seen it, Greg, at least floating around. I don't know much about it, but it's an interesting kind of theory that this guy's saying is possible.
It's not really a theory of his. Like, I don't know necessarily who this guy is, but
I don't either.
Him and a group of, I'm assuming like researchers or scientists or something, were approached by somebody and shown this like technique of to do this. And
were they shown by aliens or something?
No.
And the whole time he's like, he's telling us ways to do things that he wasn't trained or knows how to do. He just kind of like was doing things and figured things out along the way and then led to this. And now he's presenting what he saw to
So you have a shorter clip.
Okay. This one is only like, it's like a quarter of, I don't know where the whole interview is.
Oh, okay.
But this guy split it into two, and this is the first part.
So tell him what it's about.
He basically describes exactly what's going on.
Tell him what basically it's about.
Oh.
Well, can we watch the video?
Yeah,
and then
we'll
can...
just watch it, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
About.
Okay. Guy's had a facelift, though. Just throwing it out there. I don't know either.
You know those 3D glasses that are red on one side and blue on the other, and you get them in movie theaters? He cut them up so that the lenses were separate, and he stapled them together, and he taped it on top of his lens for his iPhone. And what that did, I'm not sure he understood how that was happening, what was going on, but he somehow knew to do that. I don't know how he knew to do that without knowing what he was doing. He taped them on top of the lens. The red lets in infrared. The red and the blue together felt almost all visible light. And so the light that can get through is going to be the infrared stuff. There's not much ultraviolet light in the atmosphere, so it's really mostly infrared. And so what happens is the phone gears up its automatic gain control to try to get any light at all. But there is no visible light that's coming in because of the red and the blue together. So what he ends up getting is mostly the mostly the infrared. And he started taking videos with his iPhone, with this makeshift thing, of the Washington, D.C. area, and he started to get a whole bunch of UFOs. Interesting configurations, different shapes and everything. So the Washington, D.C. area was like filled with them. And these were things on demand, any 10-minute period that he would do it. He came to us with Excel spreadsheets, which had aeronautical data, all types of everything, the analysis of it, how you analyze distance, speed, size, everything. And then he came to us with recommendations for things he didn't even have. He said, what you need is a GH6 camera. He didn't even have one, but he knew we needed a GH6. And he knew that we needed to send it to a specific company called LifePixel, LifePixel.com, to have it converted. Now, there are other places that do conversion. What they do is they take the sensor, and the sensor of all cameras has a glass filter on top of it that blocks out infrared and ultraviolet because you don't want that in your images. However, that glass filter on top of the sensor has to be removed. Once you take the filter off of the sensor, you have to put another filter on top of the lens. He knew all about that. He didn't have any of that, but he knew all about that.
That's crazy.
And to tune into the bandwidth that you want.
Okay. So what's your take?
Did I felt like it took that guy 3 minutes to say 25 seconds worth of valuable information.
Actually,
I was like, what the fuck are you trying to say, bro?
Comment number two says, how did he say all that but say nothing?
Exactly, right?
He says a lot.
So basically, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
So basically, under like a certain frequency of infrared, these fucking UFOs, these fucking UFOs are flying around everywhere all the time.
All the time or just when he happened to be shooting?
No, he said that he could do it every 10 minutes.
He said in a different video where, I don't have that one pulled up, but he said in a different video in this same interview where they did it and he was just in his backyard, and every time they would point it up at the sky, they'd see UFOs, multiple of them, different shapes, and they were moving at like crazy speed. So they had to record it at like crazy, whatever the shutter speed is.
Well, so like his iPhone or something, like I had trouble following.
Well, this guy, I think the guy they were talking to was doing it through a phone,
an iPhone,
but they ended up doing it with an actual camera later.
Yeah, so the guy took the lenses off of the glasses, stacked them on top of each other, put it on his iPhone and used that. And then was making claims that, well, if you have the specific one, it'll enhance it. If you go to this specific place, this Pixar place that, like, you know, kind of.
Oh, yeah. .com.
Yeah. And that's why I was like salesman, because the guy probably worked for him, but. Either way, the idea is if you put those
special
lenses
deal this
on,
Friday,
you think that it actually could enhance getting images of UFOs, or is something else up there. Like if it's infrared light, is it some other like lasers? Is it like something from, you know, satellites? Spirits. Sure. Absolutely. Right. So like it doesn't.
Set up the spirit in the sky. That song.
Well, so was this over the White House, he said?
D.C.
It was over Washington, D.C.
But he also did it in his backyard. Okay. And caught the same kind of.
I don't know where he lived.
I don't either. But my thing
remember
is,
a while ago, Roger, what the fuck's his name? The Deuces guy. Roger, I got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was talking to like Steve Roger Bannon Stone. Or something. And he's Roger Stone. He said that like he saw a portal open over the White House.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
He said there's demons coming out of that shit.
I'm not going to just say no, but.
So maybe he had some that special lens craft thing. I wonder, don't know what the hell
this guy. It makes me wonder if any infrared. If you would see different shit or if it has to be this specific method.
Well, I'll say this. Dude, I feel like I don't want to jump the gun because, first of all, you didn't bring any pictures to show. You brought video to show. You brought nothing. So what you're saying all this stuff that all of a sudden you can get all these images, videos, crazy UFOs all over the place. And yet you didn't bring any evidence to show that you actually caught anything. You know what I mean? So does it even work, period?
True.
You know? Because those glasses, I mean, we've all had those glasses growing up, dude.
Yeah.
But also,
hell, I've had them freaking going to the movies.
Yeah. You remember when
they hand them out for free?
You remember when Blu-ray or like back, you know, DVDs came out? I actually bought Coraline this way when that movie came out.
Oh, in 3D.
But they used to come, like, you buy the DVD or the Blu-ray and it would come with those glasses. So
yeah,
you could
actually it was the 3D version.
That
yeah.
didn't last long because it just sucks in general from your house. But what do you think, Greg? I mean, is it possible? Is it possible that, you know, you could put those lenses together and maybe catch some shit?
Yeah, dude. Why not? I mean, because like the visible spectrum is not that big, right, to the human eye. And then if you think about the iPhone, what's interesting about the iPhone is that did you know that it flashes every 3 seconds with that infrared camera or with that infrared like light?
No.
And that's how it does the facial recognition. So if you have facial recognition enabled, and I've tried this because I enabled it. And I put it in front of my face and I would just go around my face without looking at it. And I'd have to put in my pin. I'd see like the pin, you know, pad show up on the side of my vision. And as soon as I look at it and I look away, it unlocks.
Hmm.
So every 3 seconds or so, and you can see these videos on TikTok where people will look through like an infrared camera at their iPhone and they're seeing this flash go off like every 3 seconds.
Like watching or taking pictures of.
Yeah, and it's to help with this infrared, you know, I don't know, facial recognition, who the hell knows what else it's capturing.
My question would be, if this was real and if this was true, is this why we don't see them all the time? Is this like a cloaking thing that they have or that they do?
I was saying
this
that.
Like a purposeful technique so they can be here without us actually seeing them?
We've talked about the cloaking stuff, the cloud stuff, you know, where they just like kind of hide in clouds. You see the circular clouds. People think that that's a cloaking mechanism. That's where I'm like, I can play in that ball field. I don't mind that discussion because I do think if they are here, they probably are having to figure out a way to hide themselves from us. Right. Otherwise we'd panic. But my biggest thing is when you see like the infrared, even to Greg's point, like, you know, you watch Ghost Hunters, you Ghost Adventures, and you see the lights in the room and shit, but that's all the infrared lights for the cameras. You know what I'm saying? It glows the whole room. And then when they go out, it's dark and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't see that in person. You're seeing it through the lens, you know? And so my question would be, like, you know, out in the atmosphere as a whole, how many cameras are out there? How many drones, you know, or different things are having these lights on them that we can't see in the naked eye, and yet they're there? Even satellite or, you know, cell phone stuff. Like, is he really seeing a UFO? And that's why I wish I could see a photo. Because are you seeing a disc? Or are you just seeing like crazy fast moving lights?
Well, I mean, he did say in the other video too that when they would watch these, they did do. He said they did video, and they had to bump up the frame rate like a lot because they were moving at like insane speeds, and they had to bump up the frame rate to actually get it in the camera because it would go by so fast.
Okay.
Well, you know what this means. There's only one thing left to do. Go buy some of those glasses and test this thing out.
It's true.
We were trying, dude. I'm down to try. I think most of the comments said I'm going to do this for sure. Like, why would I not?
Yeah, because I feel like you can get those glasses at the dollar store, right?
I think so.
Somewhere. I mean, you could probably get them. $6 for $5 or something.
I mean,
on
in
Amazon.
The way the Android phone zooms in, you could see who's fucking driving that thing.
Oh yeah, we'll see, dude.
I mean, salesman. Yeah,
it's probably that guy and that from that video.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, man.
I told you to go to my.com.
The problem is he said, if I'm not mistaken, he said that when he had to do that, and then they had to adjust all the gains and all the lights.
No, he said they didn't adjust it. The iPhone did it automatically because it was blocking out all the light from the lenses that they had.
Yeah, it was trying to capture the light as much as it could.
I thought he said that they adjusted the gain.
No, the iPhone does it automatically.
I'm gonna say if you do it, and then you have to do a bunch of shit to it, you know, for it to be.
Are you really picking up images, or are you just like, what's that called when your mind just makes things out of nothing because it's familiar?
Imagining?
To you? No, not imagining. There's a term for it. Like when you associate, like when you look at the clouds, you're like, oh, that one looks like a turtle.
I feel like that's.
But there's a word for that that I forget what it is. When you.
Well, what do you think? What are the odds of it working? 30. I'm saying 30%.
I mean, 50-50.
50-50. All right, man.
I mean, either it works or it doesn't.
I feel like you'd have to do it for a long time to figure out if it actually works. Because I doubt you're just going to look in the sky and just see an invasion.
Well, it doesn't mean they're invading.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they just live here.
Maybe they've been here the whole time. Greg, what are the chances?
Well, I just looked up on Reddit. I did a Google search for red and blue glasses sees UFOs, and there's this Reddit post that says stacked blue and red lenses from a 3D set of glasses, and I've been capturing these things flying around, and they have a video.
Okay.
And it's 7 seconds, but it literally just looks like a bird flying by, you know what I mean? High up in the air.
Yeah.
That's problematic. That's the same shit with like ghost hunting shows, man. Like, is it a bug or an orb? You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're like, true. I'm confident. I'm like, are you confident? Or are you just
or
like
a piece of dust?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just like.
If it was dust, it wouldn't change direction like that. I mean, if a breeze came through, yeah, it would.
I've seen hundreds and hundreds of episodes of ghost shows, like all the variations, man.
Yeah.
And I feel like of all the shows, you can watch something and you can just go, whoa, that's fucking weird. Like, that's not normal, right? And so, like, why even play out the other shit? Like, if I see a basic orb, I'm just like, it's probably a bug, dude. Like, I don't even question it. But there's certain things where you're just like, whoa, like, that's not the norm, you know? Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious to me. I feel like it's pretty obvious. So, like, why fake it? But if that's a bird, like, how are you supposed to know if that's not a bird? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you can't go back and just test it. It's a fucking black little mass or whatever flying across the screen.
Well, you could test it. You could have your camera going and, like, throw a baseball across or something.
Well, I wouldn't prove anything.
Well, it would prove whether or not everything flying in front of the camera looks like a UFO. Mm.
Well, but I mean, if it's that far away and it's like it's tiny, you know, how do you prove it's not a bird? You know,
I'm saying if there's
this
no
thing,
definition.
The video that I just watched looked like a little speck that could have been a bird just flying. You know what I mean? Mm.
Oh, so it was like real small?
Yeah.
Oh. So that'd be hard. That's just hard to disprove or prove. So you just have to, you either believe it or you don't, I guess is what it comes down to. You believe it works or it doesn't. We could try it.
I would like to see it with the better camera, not an iPhone camera, but like that special camera.
Yeah, I want to see whatever fucking videos he's talking about that they did in his backyard.
Yeah, I would be.
Like, where are those videos? Why haven't you put them somewhere?
So I don't believe it. I feel like if you
maybe
had that.
Maybe he has. Maybe. You know, maybe. All we did was do the search.
That's
search
true.
For a video on TikTok.
But I mean, if that was true, if he did, like, why wouldn't that video be circulating and not just him talking about
it? Well, why wouldn't the rest of the interview he'd have the video there? Like, you're talking about it. Like, why would you not share? Because I don't believe that was in the full interview.
So you guys have seen the full interview?
I've seen most of it.
I've seen the clips of the full interview. I didn't watch the entire front to back, but I skimmed through it, and I didn't see any, like, hey, let's go check out. Like, I didn't see any of that personally, so. I just don't, you're going on for a show and you're discussing this thing, which is groundbreaking or dumb, either way, you would think like, hey, let me show you why we think this is so cool. Here's the video that is associated with this very method.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't know if it's real or not real, but I wouldn't dismiss it as being not possible. Like, it'd be very possible that there are maybe ships already in our atmosphere that are cloaked, and you can only see them under certain light spectrum.
I don't think it's impossible. Absolutely not. I just feel like bring more evidence for it. And it's, again, it's kind of a fun little hack you can do drinking on a weekend and try it out if you actually have the equipment to do it. And why not? You know what I'm saying? It takes you 10 minutes and you maybe catch something. And then you're like, oh, wait a second. You
know? Yeah, he said he took the two lenses from the glasses, stapled them together, and then taped it to his phone.
Very rednecky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Very rednecky.
Greg, what is your video, man? I saw you have a video.
Dude, I just have a funny, quick little, like, 10-second video, if that. I mean, it's
Tom
very,
from
very
MySpace.
Dude, this guy looks exactly like Tom from MySpace, and the guy who's recording him can't stop laughing. He's like, "You're Tom. You look like Tom."
He's
looks exactly like Tom.
He's even sitting in the same position in Tom's profile picture that was so fancy.
I feel like it.
Exactly. But the guy who's getting recorded, who looks like Tom, has no idea what's going on. He's like, "What are you laughing at?
Are they high and drunk? Is that?
I don't know.
The top comment says that's him. TikTok Tom now. That's what they're
TikTok
calling TikTok,
TikTok
Tom.
TikTok Tom, baby.
Okay. All right, let's see it, dude.
Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
he looks like he's high, bro. Look.
I can't even breathe.
You look like Tom. You look like Tom.
They're like,
dude, the wheezing.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely high, bro.
It's the second one, where you say you look like, but the second one is, I think it's a girl, dude. It sounds like a girl.
Oh, I don't know.
I could be wrong, but all they say is Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
And no one finds it weird that he's just taking a shit. Is he just taking a shit on a toilet?
No.
It looks like it looks like a fucking shower curtain.
It looks like he's holding like a curtain. Yes.
Yeah, but look, he's holding toilet
paper.
He's
like he's sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor.
Okay, well either way, it looks like he's sitting on a toilet and he's got toilet paper in his hand. Look at that hand. He's wiping, bro.
What?
You think he's wiping on camera?
No, dude. No, that's not toilet paper. That's like a weird remote or something. What the fuck was that?
It was like it was an old flip phone.
No, how old is this video? What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
What is what?
You know what that you know what that looks like, bro? That looks like one of those AC unit controllers. That's what that looks like. You know what I mean? Like you have the remote for the AC unit. And they're like,
dude, what if it's a back rubbing thing and he's getting his back massaged? That's why he's all hunched over.
It's the controller to his time machine.
Or he's got something in his ass, and that's the fucking
boom.
Saying? Yeah, man. And that's why she's laughing. So she's like, Tom, you're Tom.
That could be it, too.
And he goes, like, this Tom. Is my space. What are you doing in here? There's something like that.
Yeah, bitch.
Dude, it actually looks like him. But the wheezing, anytime I see a video where somebody's like wheezing laughing, it is hard not to fucking die with it. Because it's like, they get so into it that they
laughter
can't breathe.
Laughter is contagious.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Yeah.
You just stumble upon this?
Yeah, it just like, it rolled into my feed. So
where is Tom?
He's living the life. Is what he sold MySpace, and now he's just fucking living it up, guaranteed.
Dude's got he's got to be doing something, right?
Why would you? I'd just fucking hang out on.
I mean, how much money did he make off MySpace?
Well, even if he made that, how much did he actually?
Hundreds
keep?
Of millions of dollars.
I'm gonna look that up right now. How much did Tom make? Did Tom MySpace make?
I feel like he got ripped off.
You think so? Well, I think he got ripped off because it. It could have been bigger than it was.
He sold it for $580 million.
Yeah, dude. He's living it up.
Yeah, but if you look at what, like, Facebook is worth today, because MySpace was the Facebook of its day. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And let alone, MySpace, have inflation.
Honestly,
so.
MySpace back in the day was better.
It was better.
It was better.
It was better. We talked about this a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, like, you could go in and code it yourself and, like, customize everything, and you can
music
like, the music on
remember
your
we talked about how you could like literally pick the order.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Of your friends through importance, 1 through 10. So yeah. Wild. It's a wild thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's when people weren't soft, right? Think about nowadays if you ranked the people that you were friends with and the soft, weak ass people that live in this country would just be like, how dare you? I thought we
That actually did happen. I remember there were conversations in high school about he put me off of his list, bro.
Oh yeah.
I remember I was that in too. His top five.
Dude, and that's how you knew when somebody broke up with somebody. Remember that shit? You're like, yeah. Oh, what, dude, Tom's girlfriend's fucking not number one anymore. You know?
Yeah. Deleted all her pictures from his MySpace.
Yeah, dude. It's a wild, that was a Wild West. You think about it, that was like the Wild West that of fucking social media, dude. There was really like no, like, they didn't have censorship. They weren't watching over you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was fucking cool.
My MySpace page was decked out in Monster Energy and played punk rock.
Wow.
I believe it. They have the MySpace bands, man. Hollywood Undead.
Oh, first yeah. Band well, they have their MySpace. Own recording level. Yeah.
That was the first band signed. Yeah. Hollywood Undead.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now they're Hollywood Dead because who the fuck hears about these guys?
Dude, they're still putting out music.
I know. Fuck, I'm just man. Kidding.
No, to your point, like every time I see a video pop up for them and it's got hundreds of thousands of views still, like in some aspects, I'm just like, how? That's all I think of is like, how, dude? Because I mm-hmm. thought they're okay, but they were never, to me, they were never that.
Yeah,
I can see Chris
like they were part of the first concert I went to.
Were they?
They headlined it. Yeah,
they headlined. Mm-hmm. Who was it?
It was Escape the Fate, Atreyu, and
okay. It's a weird lineup. I got to be honest.
It was
with
like
you.
Right after they blew up.
Atreyu, I've always thought was good.
Oh yeah,
it was Escape the Fate when Ronnie was.
Oh, early then.
Yeah,
early. Okay.
Yeah, it was like 2000.
That's the best year.
2010?
Probably around
there. 2009?
With Ronnie? That's probably around there.
Okay.
So
MySpace was awesome.
It was.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. I have a video. I actually have a two-parter. The first one I want to play, we don't necessarily have to play the whole thing. I ran across it. It has to do with Luke Combs, man. You like Luke Combs, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's good.
He's awesome, dude. I really like him. But I watched this video, this first one here, and I got to be honest with you. I watched it, and I was like, fuck Luke Combs, dude. Like, fuck this guy. I'm actually, like, not going to listen to this guy anymore. Like, that's how I felt about it. So, I mean, this lady will tell her story. Basically, there's a woman who she sells tumblers online. She has a very small business, and she creates tumblers, and she sells them on her page, and she makes extra cash doing it. She goes on to say, and I won't tell you the why. You can kind of see it a little bit here, but basically she went to the concert. She's like, he's one of my favorite artists. We went to the show. It was great. And I decided I'm going to make a Luke Combs tumbler. And she put it up for sale. Sold 18 of them. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's see what happens.
I don't listen to deal with. I was just trying to get my funds out to pay my bills. I couldn't get it out.
When a single mom came home to Pinellas Park after a hospital stay for heart failure, she found a financial nightmare waiting for her.
Yeah, she discovered that her online homemade gift shop had been sued in federal court by country music superstar Luke Combs. And worse, the judge had already ruled against her, ordering her to pay Combs $250,000. Desperate
what?
Answers.
Yeah.
Get
fuck.
On. She turned to Better Call Bankin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, like, hold on, just stop. I feel like this is rather long I wanted you to hear just that kind of initial SERP. So,
hold on.
So, in her state, in most states, you get what is that called when they come and they tell you you're being sued, you need to go
like
to court.
A warning.
You get
served. Or, oh, yeah.
A SERP. You get SERP, basically. In her state, I believe Illinois could be somewhere else. In her state, they don't have to do that. So,
the proceedings went on without her even knowing.
She was in the hospital with a heart issue. She got home and had a letter that says, Luke Holmes sued you for $250,000. The judge has already ruled that you now owe $250,000. She goes on to say that all of her Amazon accounts, all of her, we know how this works, right? You have a bunch of frozen. Can't pull any money out. All of them frozen. She had $6,000 in one account, froze. And they said that you can still sell your tumblers, but all the money you make from them has to go to this $250,000. And so she was sobbing, bro. I mean, you watched the whole interview. She was like, I don't even know what to do. Like $250,000. And they said, well, how many did you sell? And she said, like, it was like 18 or 13. And she goes, how much money did you make off of his particular tumbler? $330.
And she's how did you get $250,000 out of that?
Well,
it doesn't make any sense.
I'm throwing that number out there, Greg. So I could be the
okay, guy. Okay.
But it was a very
Illuminati Dave.
It was a $300 ish range that she made from this, and she's like, I wrote them. I said I will give you the $300 back. Just please, like, don't do this to me. Like, don't do this. And people were fucking mad, bro.
So, is it Luke Combs or the people that represent him? So,
well, okay.
So that's the deal. It probably is the representation, but there's nothing Luke Combs could probably do about it.
Well,
right?
So I have a second video. He actually responds to this. Now, I want to say real quick, he obviously got this circulated like crazy, bro. Mm. And he was getting
his second response is just like, man, fuck that bitch. Yeah. She sold my tumblers. I don't give a shit. She owes me money.
No, I was, listen, man, I know you really like Luke Holmes, and I like Luke Holmes quite a bit, man. But I was just going like, how could you do this? Like, it's really not petty. Like she was a huge organizer. Like she was just selling some fucking tumblers, bro. She was
exactly.
So how could you do this?
What do you know what the tumbler looked like? Was it just a picture of him?
It was a collage of pictures.
Oh, okay. It was.
Well, and like, did they realistically expect her to pay that money?
Oh, I think that they would have gladly taken her home. Honestly, like, I think the greed, there's a tumbler right here. Chris will show it to you. Literally, it's like, it looks like a collage of stickers, bro. Like, it's nothing like special. Hmm. She was trying to make a couple bucks, dude.
Yeah.
Now, I understand copyright, guys. I understand it. And it's a problem, especially with foreign countries taking your shit. I mean, like, are you really so petty, right? That's how I was thinking. Are you so fucking petty that you're going to destroy
$300?
You're going to destroy this woman's life. Like, that's exactly
I just don't understand how. If she made 300 something bucks, how they get to 250,000? Doesn't make any sense.
Where's the damages that exacerbate that much?
$380 profit. Know? So she got a $250,000 fine for $380 that she made.
Oh.
So anyways, so Luke Combs
well,
did
that
come
makes
out.
Sense.
And Luke Combs did come out and he did make a statement and he totally he totally made up for it. I feel much better about the situation, but
I have a theory. Okay, let's watch this.
Go ahead.
Let's watch this.
What's up, guys? Luke here.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Yeah, turn that fucking thing down. Luke is loud. Damn. Loud Luke Combs.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Welcome, brothers.
You see this bitch? She still owes me fucking money.
She owes me $249,000 still.
Yeah. What is she thinking? Selling my fucking tumblers?
Okay. All right, God, enough. Let's do this.
You might still have to turn down, to be honest with you.
7:27 a.m. here in Tennessee. I woke up at 5 a.m. to use the restroom, and the first thing I saw was this. A woman that's being sued by me for $250,000. I spent the last 2 hours trying to make this right, trying to figure out what's going on, because I was completely and utterly unaware of this. So we reached out. Firstly, my manager reached out to this news station that ran this piece to try to get some info. And so we do have a company that goes after folks, only supposedly large corporations operating internationally that make millions and millions of dollars, making counterfeit T-shirts, things of that nature, running illegal businesses. And apparently this woman, Nicole, has somehow gotten wrapped into that. And that makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. So I was able to get Nicole's phone number. I spoke to her this morning. She told me that, you know, she was absolutely shocked by this. I'm so apologetic. Talking to her, it makes me sick, honestly, that this would happen, especially at the holidays. I can't imagine being in her shoes. She told me there's $5,500 locked up in her Amazon account.
It's almost on.
I'm going to double that, send her $11,000 today, just so she doesn't have anything to worry about. She was never supposed to be involved in anything like this. No fan should ever have to be involved in anything like this. And she got in trouble apparently for making tumblers. So I'm going to make my own tumbler today. That's going to go up today. I'll keep you posted on that. But all that money is going to go to Nicole and her family to try to help her medical.
So he did the right thing. But my question, and I want to hear your theory, Greg, but my question is this, man. Like, I understand that there's a lot of moving pieces when you're a star this big.
Yeah.
But, boy, dude, I'd be fucking screaming livid at certain people. Because, like, how in the fuck do you do that? Like, if you're only supposed to be going after major corporations, which is perfectly fine, right?
Yeah.
You don't want somebody cheating you out of millions of dollars, dude.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did this poor fucking woman... In this time of year with medical issues, how in the fuck did that happen? But good for Luke Holmes for making this right and giving her the $11,000, which is more than he needed to, and also doing a tumbler. I'm sure he's going to make buco bucks on that tumbler for her. So it's cool, man. I have a lot of respect for that. But Greg, what's your theory?
My theory is this story is completely fake.
Okay.
It's faked to create money for Luke Holmes and for his business.
Oh, so now he's going to sell a shit ton of tumblers.
Well, and not only that, but he has a tour coming up, a big tour.
He's got a tour
in the
up.
Spring mm-hmm. of 2024. So, I mean, what better publicity than, my God, this massive mistake from my
to have a
greedy
huge,
corporation
yeah.
going after this poor woman. And in comes the hero, Luke Holmes. I'm going to double it. I'm going to sell my own mug. I'm going to do all this crazy stuff. And people are going to love me and they're going to buy my tickets.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay,
I can see it.
I mean, I don't know.
I can see it too.
Sure, I can see it.
Kind of like the whole Taylor Swift fucking Super Bowl thing.
But see, exactly.
But here's the thing: Taylor Swift is sneaky enough to fucking do it. That's a difference for me. Like, I could see her doing that.
And like, but look at all these like the movie stars who get in accidents before their movie comes out. You have drama with musicians before they drop an album. It happens to create the flow and it gets their name in the news. So that way people go, Luke Holmes. Oh, yeah. Luke Holmes. I actually liked his music. Like,
yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah,
I'm going to look him up.
I understand that you're saying you don't see Luke Holmes playing the mm-hmm. game like that, mm-hmm. but the people on a recording label would play the game. Maybe they did that knowing he would have that kind of response.
Okay. So that's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
If you're saying that the record label decided to con up the situation, unbeknownst to Luke Holmes, and then knowing that he would react, then again, how many people are getting shit canned for this? Because I guarantee, like, he's the headmaster on this situation, and they'll say, fuck you guys, man.
It would depend on if he created a company to do that kind of work, and then they fucked him like this. If it's literally a recording label that mm-hmm. has these employees doing this, he doesn't have control.
You know what? What if it's AI? AI is in charge of the business.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Like, oh, sorry, like this was an automated bill that we just billed this bitch $250,000.
I mean, they could. They could have like an algorithm that just goes through and fucking
right.
Checks
it's like a
out.
TikTok algorithm. Hey, yeah. We flagged your video as unoriginal or something.
I personally don't think that this is fake. I feel like I just don't feel that it is. But I think you're 100% right that it could very well be. I'm gonna like believe that like he wouldn't go that far with it because my big thing is you see this, what was the band that
I don't think it was ever fake. It's obviously real, but it's faked, she was having to pay fucking shit and he had to come out and do this.
Greg's
but
point is the whole thing's
it's,
fake.
It's faked in the point that the motive was fake. The motive was like they actually did it, but doing it in trying to get a different outcome from the whole thing. And the whole suing her caused
the controversy.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like what does he have to gain? Like the guy's selling out stadiums, like good luck getting his tickets, right? Like you're not getting more fucking tickets out of this. You're just not like, the Tumblr thing. Now, obviously, he's going to sell a Tumblr and he's going to donate. Supposedly,
does he sell out stadiums?
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, he's pretty big.
Dude. I mean, yeah. I know he's big, but I don't know. Like,
yeah,
maybe he wants to sell.
And he's pretty popular too.
Maybe he wants to sell out bigger stadiums.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. Listen, you'd have to get to like.
But it's not just like ticket sales either. It's now people. Since he came out with this, they're going to go buy a Luke Combs shirt. They're going to go buy a Luke Combs CD.
Are you? No.
No.
But here, it's easy to say that. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very easy to say, oh, he's going to start selling out merch. But, like, the bottom line is I'm not going to go buy his shirt all of a sudden. I'm just going to look at him and be like, hey, that's the right thing to do. Thank you for fixing the situation. I think that's what most people are going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had it. Like, it could have been bad for him. If he didn't come out or he was going to let this slide for a little bit, like, it could have been really bad for him, especially with the two. Yeah. Greg, are you froze? You have that shit-eating grin right now.
It looks like Greg
froze up on us.
Oh.
It's Mimica's face.
He's gonna come back in, I think. Listen, I get it. I get it, man. I don't want to believe that is the normal. I don't. And I also don't want to throw it on somebody when...
Well, I think that would be the normal for, especially fucking the music industry. Just try to make every fucking dollar.
I feel like you do that when you're... Like, what was that, the band that... what's his name, dude? It's a Texas band. Upon a Burning Body.
We were talking about. Oh, yeah.
He faked his own kidnapping when the record was coming out. And it was this big news and shit. You know what I'm saying? Greg, you back on or no? No, he's still not. But he faked his... A kidnapping. He went missing. People thought he got kidnapped, and it was this big story. And then his record came out, and then they found out that it was a big joke.
Mm-hmm.
That band wasn't very... I mean, they were a good-sized band, but they weren't that big.
Yeah.
And so it makes perfect sense, right? You're trying to break through that glass ceiling to get to the next level. And I know Taylor Swift's as big as it gets, and she still does this shit, but she's greedy. Like, so greedy.
Well, yeah, so we're record level.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, man.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, we were mocking you. You had a great face.
I tried to mimic your face, but then as soon as
it wasn't that bad.
You like disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck just happened. Like, my whole Zoom just crashed. I might need to get one of those Wi-Fi extenders.
I think you do, man. You're in the box. Oh,
your whole Zoom crashed out?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it just fucking, and then I tried connecting to the internet, or I tried like opening just a browser. It's like, site can't be reached. I'm like, okay. But it says on my fucking computer that I have full Wi-Fi.
You don't.
So I don't understand what's going on.
They're lying to you.
It says that we have excellent connection and we could not get this thing to live stream. So, yeah.
Right?
I feel like those connection ratings are bullshit in the first place, right?
Yeah, you can't trust them.
I will say, I want to say this too. We were talking about Ronnie Radke and I was going to kind of just bring it up in this thing, but did you see his concert recently? We just went and saw him with my daughter. He just did a show. And it's circulating, but he was like, if you guys, between songs, he's like, you guys are going to notice that I have no merch back there. And I'm sorry.
He goes, so who is this?
Ronnie Radke, Falling in Reverse, right? He said, I have zero merch up there and I'm sorry. But he goes, these motherfuckers at this fucking venue said that I have to pay them 25% of my shirts in order to sell shirts here.
And
he goes,
oh, hell no.
And he goes, I just fucking told them they're not getting shit from me. Sorry. You guys can order it online. But I'm not fucking selling a piece of shit. And so this has actually been circulating where they had this couple concert venue owners and they were interviewing them and they're saying, you actually are okay with the fact that you're charging the bands to play. You're getting ticket money out of the ticket sales.
Yeah.
And you're taking up to 50% of their merch sales. And they said, yeah, like if they want to play at my venue, they're going to pay us what we want to get paid. And so Ronnie Radke said, fuck you guys. I'm not fucking doing that. Because then they have to charge their, that's why you go, I just,
yeah.
A ghost shirt or fucking, we went to Ronnie Radke shirt at the venue here was $40. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, you know, $40 for a t-shirt. I can get it at the mall at $22.
Yeah.
So like there's these fees and they have to charge their fans more money because these venues and shit are taking fucking cuts of their merch. And that used to be the way you made money.
You know what's going to happen, yeah. Right? Like other bands and other artists are probably going to see this and be like, yeah. Like, what the fuck? And now artists are going to be setting up their own shows.
Like, well, can you sell the stuff, like, outside of the venue, like, out of your van or something? Or is that illegal?
You might have to have a license.
It's a good question.
Why don't you have, like, instructions that say, hey, meet me at this address at 7 o'clock. You'll get your shirt.
But that's true. I mean, it's not like they're fucking showing up in a fleet of buses anyway. Why not just have one of those buses be your fucking merch bus? And then but see, everyone leaving can just stop by the bus and grab here's the fucking thing.
Yeah, it's like a food bus.
Great idea. Merch bus. It's a really good Band-Aid. But the problem is that we've had, we've had concerts for fucking 70 years or whatever. This has not been an issue. Like, it used to be like, hey, listen, you make a certain percentage of your ticket sales, right? Because you expect that the concert venue is going to take some. You're using their venue. But your merch, you know this, Greg, your CD sales, your t-shirt sales, that is your money. That's how bands survived.
Yeah.
Was their merch.
In the beginning. In the beginning. When you're a smaller band, that's how you would thrive and survive.
Nope.
But when you're larger.
Not true. I just watched the interview with Seven Dust where they say it's like 90% of the money that they make comes from their merchandise at this point. And it has been for years.
Mm.
So like,
well, I guess that's true for podcasts too.
It is.
Ad revenue. A lot of our, you know, money was coming from our merchandise.
Yeah.
And Chris, why don't you show the freaking new shirt? Talking about merch, bro.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
I put up two new shirts.
Oh, I know she put up my design.
Oh,
your
shit.
Design.
The scan.
That's a generic thing I downloaded.
What?
Yeah.
No, but I came up with that 2 years ago.
Well, we got some cool shirts. That's what I'm trying to say.
I was hoping that you would do it eventually. I told you about it.
Yeah. So, like, our money comes from merch. So, if you guys want to support us, go buy some shirts. Go buy a sweatshirt.
Where does that lead to?
Christmas is right around the corner, bro.
Where does that lead to?
What are you talking about?
Or a mug.
It leads to our Apple podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
I
don't know if are you going to be able to show up?
Well, while he's talking about it, I don't know. Like, I agree, dude. I agree. Like, bands should be able to sell whatever the fuck they want, because the bottom line is that the venue gets money from them being there and paying, and from the tickets, right? That's their cut, and then just leave the band alone. Like, the band should be able to sell whatever the hell they want and get their own freaking money.
The other problem is that smaller venues. You know how bigger bands can play at some smaller venues. They're like, hey, man, like, you're taking a cut from the ticket sales. You're taking a cut from our merch. And he goes, you guys are selling so much alcohol because of our band playing here tonight. And you don't give us a fucking cut of your alcohol. So, we should get a fucking 50%. If you're going to take half of merch, we should get 50% of your alcohol sales. Yeah, because our people are drinking your shit. But they won't do that. And all I'm saying is like, the industry is grimy and it's getting grimier, and like, bands are struggling to, like, I mean, you'd be shocked at how much money some of these bigger quote unquote bands make. They don't make that much anymore.
So do you think that the reason why these venues are charging the merchandise now is because of the rising costs of electricity, gas, all this other stuff because of Biden inflation?
No, it's been going on for years, man. In fact, the Roseland Theater in Portland, which I'm a huge fan of, right? That's the venue that I used to go to all the time when we were going to shows back in the
day. It's one of the best.
They were struggling. They would come shop with us, and they were struggling financially. Like, they were not just with COVID, but they were like, man, it's just like, it's not as lucrative as it used to be. You know what I'm saying? It's just not as lucrative. So they are looking for ways to make money. They have to have more security now. You know what I'm saying? Like, things have changed, and I think people are struggling, and I think they're just trying to find ways to stay alive, and that is their solution is, hey, because not everyone does it. Like, Ronnie Radke sold his merch at our location, so clearly venues aren't all doing that, but some are, and it's wrong.
Boycott those ones.
It's wrong, dude, because my kid went and wanted a shirt. My girl, she wanted his shirt. She's obsessed with Ronnie Radke, bro, and she's like, all I want is a shirt. And if he would have not had shirts there, that's like shitty for your fans. And he knows it. And he's like, that fucking sucks. But I have to give up half of my shit for you, like, for the fucking venue. Like, fuck you.
So
guys.
Did he say that on stage or something?
Yeah,
or?
Dude, he fucking went on a rant, dude. It was fucking great. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to tell him to their fucking face. Like, fuck you. Like, fuck you guys. Like, you are ruining this shit. And I'm not going to fucking give you a dollar. So, and it's pretty fucked because he sells out. I mean, he's selling out his own shows. However big they are, he sells his own shows out, you know?
So is he the lead singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his name's Ronnie Radcliffe?
Ronnie Radke. Radke.
Radcliffe.
Okay. Is he a Harry Potter fella?
Interesting. Yeah. All right. We got some of these.
Two new designs.
I like the basic QR code, man. Some people are just not going to get it, but I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Man.
If you're walking around, how about you guys just be our billboard and you just walk around with this QR code and it takes everyone to our Apple podcast?
What you don't know
that's
is
brilliant. People will scan it and they'll be like, what the hell? I need to know where this goes.
Yeah. What you guys don't realize is one out of every 10 shirts does go to a porn website. And it's a, kind of a, like a mystery. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you may look like the creeper.
It's like Russian roulette.
This design that you did, actually, this newest one here, I think is really fucking fun.
Dude, it's I really need that coffee mug right there. The
it looks sick, vibe. Right?
Yeah, I like the sticker. Looks so fucking I like badass. That long sleeve, even though I never could wear it here. But that's a cool looking logo, man. Looks that's cool. Like a Walking Dead vibe to it. You know what I'm saying?
Except I had another one, but it was almost like, it was almost too zombie looking.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to really do that one.
You don't want to do that.
It was like,
well, I'm
it
just
was
saying, like everybody should at least, like, everybody should at least buy the sticker put it on their car, put it somewhere.
The QR
where
code
someone,
sticker, yeah.
Yes, the QR code sticker.
Yeah, my wife gets them and she puts them on her Stanley cups and stuff like that. And I think your wife does too. So yeah, it's cool, man. It's been a while since we've had new merch. So thank you, Chris, for putting those up.
Yeah, I got a few different designs I'm still working on. Now. So there's going to be more coming pretty soon.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Nice, dude. So that was kind of.
I dig it.
Kind of it, man. I kind of, a little bit of a music rant, but I fucking love music, dude. I know we all love music, dude. And it's just like, when I see that kind of shit, it fucking pisses me off that there are people that are that fucking slimy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether it was set up or not, like that guy was trying to ruin that woman's life, dude.
That's why people think that democracy is evil because they equate large corporations being greedy and having these loopholes and going after smaller people like this.
Yeah.
Equate that with democracy and they go, oh, just because your fucking big corporation's gonna go down and hit the man where it hurts, you know what I mean? Like, yes, they do that.
Yeah.
But that's like not what our country was founded upon. Like, we're a republic, and I said, did I say democracy or did I meant capitalism.
Capitalism. Okay, yeah.
I meant capitalism. Okay. My bad. Okay. But like, capitalism works when it's not crony capitalism, when you don't have like the top funneling off of and you know, like finding all these loopholes and, you know, entrenching themselves in the legal system as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, the only way to combat it is to have people look out for
it's
it.
To the death.
Well, no, it's
fight to the death.
Listen,
baby.
I think Luke Combs is going to be able to go to his people and get the shit situated for them. You know what I'm saying? And so it takes a good person like watching out for people that can't defend themselves. And I think that's the biggest problem is people are greedy and selfish. And I think they see stuff happen. They don't really try to do anything about it, especially ones that can do something about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that company should be fired from his. I mean, it's just not a good look. Fake or not. This is not
well,
a good
let's
look.
Let's see what happens with it. Because if he doesn't fire them or if he doesn't do anything with them, then that might tell you a different story of what really went down.
Possible. I just don't know how we're ever going to know. I mean, I don't know if they're ever going to update on like whether he fired them. He didn't even say what the company was. You know what I mean? And why
That's
would you?
My point.
Well,
That's
I know.
My
but
point.
I wouldn't say it. I mean, I'm not going to be.
Well, how easy would it be to be like, oh, yeah, that company, I fired them. They're no longer working for me. Meanwhile. Yes, they
I
are.
I think what he's going to do is he's going to go and he's going to say what happened. Like, why the fuck was this is not supposed. This is not what you told us you were going to go after. This person sold 18 mugs. Okay. Yeah. So I think he's going to hear what they have to say and we'll see, dude. I'm not saying it's a fireable offense. If they can correct it and get this woman set up even better than she was before, she'll be happy. Everybody's happy and just learn from it. I guess
fireable offense.
I mean, I would probably fire them. You're right. I'd probably say you're fucking gone.
Yeah, he had to go. He had to go out and save his fucking image.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
So you're fucking fired, bro.
Fired.
Fucking fired.
Straight to jail.
You're fired.
Straight to jail.
You're fired.
Yeah, man. Anything else?
Good stuff, fellas.
No, you're good. All right, man. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Watch those infrared skies.
Yeah, I might try that out, dude. We should try that one of these weekends.
Yeah.
I doubt we'll catch shit though. I gotta be with that. I don't know. Maybe some like bugs. You know. Anyways, Greg, good talking
Alrighty.
With you, man.
Yes, gentlemen.
Good chat with everybody. We will see you Friday for Colin Show.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.